When I was young, radio was the magic place where I wanted to be. I wanted to be part of radio. I wanted to be on the radio. My infatuation began in the late 30s when electricity finally reached our isolated Michigan farm and we could have a radio. I still remember the call letters of the two stations that connected us to the outside world, WGN Chicago and WJR Detroit. When we came home from school, we listened to Little Orphan Annie and Tom Mix and Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. And I mailed off the requisite box tops to get the decoder ring so I could figure out the special message at the end of the program. I remember having to be quiet at breakfast so my father could listen to the latest hog prices in Chicago. And I remember that on December 7th, 1941, I was standing by the stove trying to get warm when we heard about the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Radio was the perfect place for me, I thought. I wasn't pretty enough to be in the movies. I couldn't become a news reporter, of course, because reporters were men. But I thought maybe a woman could do the commercials for the products that women would buy. So for 3 summers, I practiced commercials whenever I had a few minutes free from farm or kitchen chores. The Sears Roebuck catalog was my raw material. The new catalog each season was our wish book. 2 inches thick, it held the latest fashions, the newest labor-saving inventions, and the hope that we could someday afford one of those luxuries. After it was replaced by the next season's book, it also served a practical purpose as a substitute for toilet paper in the outhouse. Each summer, I started at the beginning of the catalog and worked my way forward. Each summer, I hoped to read further than women's coats, but I never did. First, I read the description of the coat. At least one of the coats each year had an astrakhan collar. I had no idea what astrakhan was or how to pronounce the word, but it sounded exotic, something any woman would want. I read every detail, including the price and the shipping weight. And then I moved on to the beautiful red coat, which was also available in royal blue and black. I read my commercials to my imaginary audience on the porch or under a cherry tree where no one would hear me and try to discourage my dream of having a career in radio. That's not the career I've had, but I have written catalog copy, not for coats, but for kitchen cabinets and for books. And I did become a performer, not on radio, but on stage. And now I teach public speaking and stage presence and lead workshops. And I urge my clients to dream big because you never know where a dream will lead.